Thank you. Thank you guys so much. You're so nice. Okay.
The second song is after the talk. I love the excitement and enthusiasm. In fact, you could just do the singing and we'll call it even. Okay. What a beautiful voice. Thank you so much. So much talent and such a young age. I love it. She's only going to go higher and higher from here. Well, as you might have noticed, I'm dressed a little bit more formally than normal because it's kind of a significant time for me, kind of a, like my own little graduation. And I realized it was 3 years ago this month that I applied to be the assistant minister here, 3 years ago in June. And I don't remember, but was anybody here that really frightening day? No? Oh, a couple of you. You look a lot less scary now than you did back then. I was terrified, and a part of me didn't want to get hired because I knew that I'd have to get back up here and talk once or twice again. And so it really kind of paralyzed me. It was the kind of fear that just made me feel nauseous. And yet, I decided that it was worth moving through. So this talk was partially inspired by, I hope we're going to be able to get that first slide. Oh, by a talk that I had with Crystal's partner, Felix, a few months ago. And I was talking to him just about, you know, kind of overcoming fears over the years. And he said that he had known some challenges that I'd already overcome in my life over, you know, a whole lifetime of living. We all have those. And so when I told him that I was still a little working through fear of getting up on stage, he said, "I don't know why you're afraid. You're a badass." I was so excited. All of a sudden, I felt like I had a new superpower. It's like, yes, I'm a badass. And asterisk person. So anyway, I'm sure some of you were labeled, like I was labeled, as always being nice and sweet. And when I strayed too far from that realm, my parents would reel me back in and say, "No, remember the nice, sweet, the good little girl that you need to be." And so it really held me back in life. Anybody else get defined by labels? So maybe you were projected that you should be a doctor or a lawyer or somebody that you really didn't feel comfortable being. And so you were kind of held back by that. But basically, many labels don't have to be contradictory. They can be complementary. So maybe you can be that sweet, nice, badass self that you are. Now, ASS actually has a different meaning than one you might be thinking. It stands for Awakened Spiritual Significance. Because basically, when we awaken to that spiritual part of ourselves, we can't help but be significant in the world. So how do we move into that deeper state? Now, the book we're dealing with this month is by Neville. It's a powerful book, and I want to read to you a quote of his. "To reach a higher level of being, you must assume a higher concept of yourself. If you will not imagine yourself as other than you are, as other than what you are, then you remain as you are." Think about that. If you cannot perceive a greater way of being, then you stay stuck in whatever label you might have been given early on. We are all gods in expression. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. God delights through us. Neville's wife was also pretty powerful, and she awoke from a dream one time and had this real clear message that said, "You must stop spending your thoughts, time, and money. Everything is an investment." So what are you investing your thoughts in? Are you investing in things that you want? Or are you investing into fears and worries that you would never want manifested? I want you to think right now about something that you desire, like a good thing, to manifest in your life. It could be a significant thing or a simple thing. But it helps if it's kind of big and you've wanted it for a while, and for whatever reason, it hasn't manifested. Okay? Can you kind of get that? If it's not super big, that's fine too. Just kind of get an image of that. Now, we often hold ourselves back in life because we don't quite feel like it's possible. We basically come up with all these reasons why not. So we need to get our yeah buts out of the way and stop dragging ourselves through life, coming up with another excuse, another reason why something can't occur. So what I'm going to do in just a moment is I'm going to bring up some excuses and affirmations that I borrowed from Wayne Dyer, his writings. And I want you to think about how it might be true for you, how that belief might also get in your way of whatever you want to manifest in your life. So the first one is, it will be difficult. Anybody feel like that? You're climbing a steep rock with a pack on your back. Just don't know how you're going to get to the top. So apply that now to whatever thing that you're wanting to manifest. Think, yeah, it's probably going to be difficult. It's a big thing. How am I going to do this? Now, the affirmation is, and I want you to read this with me, I have the ability to accomplish any task I set my mind to with ease and comfort. Now, I know just repeating an affirmation isn't going to fix it like that, but it will begin to soften the belief that you have that's dragging you along and holding you back from shifting that vibration, because we're all energetic beings. It's all about that vibration that we're sending outward. The next excuse, I don't deserve it. You don't have to repeat this part. I'll clue you in on the good stuff, but I don't deserve it. It's such a common belief that so many people have of not being worthy, not feeling like they deserve their good in their life. Something that has gotten me through a lot of these unworthy states of mind, or erroneous beliefs, I might add, is the quote by Marianne Williamson. And so I want to read that to you again. I know some of you have heard it already, but I think it's very powerful. She says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So moving on with the anecdote or affirmation, I am a divine creation, a piece of God, therefore I cannot be undeserving. I love their beautiful smiley faces. Okay, the next excuse is, I am not strong enough. I'm sure many of us have felt that at a time or two, whether it's something physical, whether it's emotional, whatever it is, that feeling that we're somehow not able to do what we need to do. But the affirmation, I have access to unlimited assistance. My strength comes from my connection to my source of being. I love this picture because when you think about it, we truly are these energetic beings. And just being open to our source, because we never have to do anything alone. The next excuse. It has never happened before. Imagine if the Wright brothers had said, nobody's ever gotten up in the sky beyond a few feet, we're not going to do it. Or Thomas Edison. He failed 999 times in trying to make the filament for the light bulb. Ernest Holmes even said, principle is not bound by precedent, which basically means, so what if it hasn't happened before? The point of power is where? In the present moment, right here and right now. So the affirmation, I am willing to attract all that I desire, beginning here and now. Once again, the point of power is right in this present moment, right in the energy that you're expending. The next excuse? It's going to be risky. Now, I'm not advocating you stick your head in an alligator's mouth, although if you want to do that, go right ahead, you know, whatever floats your boat. But I want you to realize that being myself involves no risk. It is my ultimate truth, and I live it fearlessly. I love her stance of just going on fearlessly in life, because ultimately, when we're connected to our source, there's nothing that we can't overcome. And then once we really get clear on it, we kind of shed our roles and our layers and step into our badass selves. Okay. Now, I know that I've done a couple things that I've been given the label for being a badass for, like accepting the shirt from a friend, not to mention disrobing in front of y'all. But I also know that there are some badasses right here amongst us all. Next slide. So I want you to think now, stepping into your badass self, knowing it is God expressing boldly in, as, and through you. Next slide. So I've kind of gotten to know some of you over the last 3 years, helping out here at the center. And I'm not going to mention any names because I want to keep things all private. But I know that there are some of you badasses out there who have stepped up at a moment's notice and come and worked out in the yard and helped with the center fixing it in like 100-degree days. You've pulled weeds. You've dug. You've mowed the lawn. You've painted. Just because we said, please, we could use your help. One of you also taught this minister how to use a power screwdriver. And I tell you, life has not been the same since. It is just amazing that I got that other superpower. I know some of you who also have gone on, despite having physical and emotional difficulties, and you've moved forward, taking one step each day to make life a little bit easier for you. I also know some of you badasses out there who are currently walking the full length of the Camino Trail in Spain. I know a badass out there who has recently got up and sang in front of a group of people. Not this one here. She's but she used a microphone for the first time. I know a person here, once again, no names mentioned, who has ridden a bicycle for each year of his 80 years of life. And we also have a great grandma who's a badass who rides a Harley. I know a few of you who have had life-threatening diagnosis or severe accidents, and yet you saw those experiences as catapults to your greater good. As John mentioned in his meditation this morning, I'll try and get the words right, but you've become the healing, not the wound. You learned to turn the detour into a shortcut for your greater good in life. I also know some of you badasses who are or were single parents, and you had to juggle many roles while raising kids. But you ultimately do what is for the best good of your children. You somehow get through it with grace and dignity on most days. Some of you have also lost spouses or partners. And yet you've opened your hearts to learn to love again and to build your lives up again and live happily. I know some of you badasses who've struggled with addiction or have had family members who've had addiction issues. You've taken it one day at a time, and you've also learned to let go, to empower your own family members to step up and learn from their challenges. I know some of you out there who've put up with harassment and bullying, and yet you chose to be kind anyway. You taught others how to love by your simple act of refusing to hate. I know some of you who have lost siblings and/or children, and yet you went on to be present for the pain of others. And some of you also who have fed the homeless over and over again, giving up of your time and your talents. I know many of you awakened souls who say no to experiences that, or people or things that no longer inspire you. And yet, you welcome and say yes to that which is healthy and that which empowers you to move forward in life. I want to show you a few more badasses on screen. Some are well recognized, and some are more unknown. But they all have defied certain odds to move fearlessly into their world and summon up that inner courage that still inspires. So as you look at these images, I want you to think for yourself, what can you own? Because we're all part of this cosmic soup of energy that says, when you recognize it in another, you can claim it for yourself. So with Harriet Tubman, please just call out one quality that you recognize in her.
Courage.
Courage, yes. In fact, the message I got from her was that she believed she was free so much that it didn't bother her to go back and forth into slave country, because inherently she owned that feeling of freedom. So she was not afraid to go and help others. Susan B. Anthony.
Perseverance,
yes. Believing, what was that? Conviction, yes, that all people, regardless of their gender, should be able to vote. Amelia Earhart. Much better picture, Crystal. Fearlessness. And I also loved her sense of curiosity. Her plane supposedly went down where I was stationed in the Peace Corps, and as I would walk along the islands, I kept on looking for her, thinking maybe she was just hanging out under a coconut tree, sipping a Mai Tai. I still like to think she's out there somewhere, just not wanting to be found. Rosa Parks. What about her?
Determination.
Yes. Dignity. I'm not going to sit down anymore. I'm going to sit down where I want to sit down, not in the back of the bus. The Freedom Riders, they embarked on bus trips in order to make sure that all people could have that chance to vote regardless of the color of their skin. And this has always struck me. I don't know if we ever will know his name, but to stand up in front of tanks to be able to allow others the right to vote. I love this picture. I got some of these images from the museum in Washington, D.C. And what do you see in this picture?
Love.
hope. Yes, gratitude, teamwork, despite the conditions that existed around them that showed that life was lost, that things were broken. They found love. They appreciated the rainbow. What was that? Yes, the important thing is right there with them. We have a badass pope, guys. Not that I wanted to convert to Catholicism, but you cannot insult the faith of others. This man has chosen to recognize and respect so many religions around the world, and I truly admire him for that. Has anybody seen the movie out now on Pope Francis? I really want to go see that. Okay, next. Dakota Pipeline protest. What qualities do you see in them?
Endurance,
yes. Believing in the cause so much that you don't care what your own physical comfort is like. I love this image because the look on her face does not represent an accurate representation of what is on the other side of the panel. I think I would turn and run at times, but she has this belief that whatever she's standing there for, holding on to that, is so worth it. Also, a marathon race, one of the first handicapped women to go into a marathon. And I was just touched by the image on her face, that determination. Any other qualities that you want to claim?
Yes, I can.
I like that. Self-belief, yes. Okay. And of course, Mother Teresa. What qualities do you recognize in her? Unconditional love, recognizing that God essence in all people. And now, I'm going to show you a little video. This man speaks for himself, so I'll let it go ahead and run.
I wasn't ready.
Legs, but I'm very thankful that I have my little chicken drumstick here. People freak out when they see me for the first time. It's so cool. I was at a water slide all by myself. Everyone obviously at the bottom of the slide is looking up and waiting for other people to come down. Here I come and they're freaking out. They're like, you know, like this. And I was so tempted to look at myself and go, what happened? You know? There were times where I sort of looked at my life and thinking, well, I can't do this and I can't do that. And you keep on concentrating on the things that you wish you had or the things that you wish you didn't have. And you sort of forget what you do have. And there's no point, I believe, in my life where I wish I had arms, legs, I wish I had arms, legs, I wish I had arms, legs, because wishing won't help. But what I've seen in life are just a couple key principles. And the first thing that I've seen is to be thankful. It's hard to be thankful, man. I tell you, when I was 8 years old, I sort of summed up my life and thought, I'm never going to get married. I'm not going to have a job. I'm not going to have a life of purpose. What kind of a husband am I going to be if I can't even hold my wife's hand? It's a lie to think that you're not good enough. It's a lie to think that you're not worth anything. I love life. You know, so many people come and say, how come you smile so much? And I'm like, well, it's a long story. But it's very simple at the same time. You see, it's very hard to smile sometimes in life. There are things that happen that you don't know and you don't understand and you don't know if you're going to get through it. You know, you go through your storms in life and you don't know how long this storm is going to be. And today I want to share with you some principles that I've learned in my life that you can use. being patient is beautiful. I tell you, it's the hardest thing. But I realize I may not have hands to hold my wife's hand, but when the time comes, I'll be able to hold her heart. I don't need hands to hold her heart. You know, it is scary to know how many girls have eating disorders. It is scary to know how many people are just angry at life because of their situation at home and angry at others. It's scary to know how many people actually feel like they're worth nothing. Every single girl right here, right now, I want you to know that you are beautiful. You are gorgeous just the way you are. And you boys, you're the man.
He went on to get married and have at least one child. I think his wife might be ready to have another one. And so, as you can see, it's a lie to think that you're not worthy. This man, Nick, he's a badass. He knows how to not let the excuses hold him back and step into his life. Okay, we have one last slide, but it's okay. Neville also does a quote that I can find if you can't bring it up. It is there? Oh, the very last one. Yes, okay. Neville in his book says, regardless of occasional experiences to the contrary, it is your destiny to rise to higher and higher states of consciousness and to bring into manifestation more and more of creation's infinite wonders. Because you are here to rise to that higher state of consciousness, to embrace that truth that brought you here. Because we're always spiraling upwards. The universe delights in seeing how it gets to express as us, because we came from the same God stuff that creates worlds. So we can tap into this power, and please awaken today to your true spiritual significance. Thank you, and namaste.